Thanks, Gary and Dermot, for the nice go-ahead there.
And here's the way we earn our bread.
Hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, mortgage up to here. But don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up.
And I'll be up like a rose, but high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, bud, take a tip from mine.
I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come. Nobody in the world was ever without a prayer.
How can you win the world if nobody knows you're there?
Kid, when you need the crowd, the tickets are hard to sell. Still, you can lead the crowd if you can get up and yell.
But don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up.
And I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, bud, take a tip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. Hear me shout, world, here I come. Hear me shout, world, here I come.
Say, Bing, do you know that children's eating habits may be right, and that the grown-up's viewpoint on the way that they should eat might be entirely wrong?
Oh, they finally got around to that, huh?
Nope, this sounds right, Bing, sounds right. A prominent dental surgeon says that a child who wants to start a supper with ice cream and cake and so on, and leave the meat and potatoes until last, well, this kid's right.
And when the parents say that Junior should eat the meat and the potatoes first, they're wrong. Is that right?
That's right. The parents are wrong.
Oh, sure. Sure, the parents are always wrong. I know that. Somehow or other, they're always wrong.
But, Bing, this makes sense. You see, sweets eaten at the start of a meal are apt to be, well, more or less chewed away with the following courses. And as we all know, it's the sugar that remains on the teeth and in the crevices that causes decay.
Sensible, sensible. Therefore, tonight, I'm going to start my dinner off with a watermelon. Then I'm going to segue to a little apple pie a la mode and maybe throw in the chocolate sundae there.
Well, you'll be eating the modern way and the way that will please your children.
Well, if you can't lick them, join them.
Now, friends, Miss Clooney offers us a song for dessert.
Oh, she's the kid with the sweet ones.
How sweet of you to say so.
Oh, la-dee-da. Aren't we precious today?
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love you write. I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start love letters words straight from your heart. And darling, then I read again, right from the start, love letters straight from your heart.
Well, now here's a kooky little Hawaiian tune. The Cockeyed Mayor. I knew this mayor, incidentally. In fact, I made a trip into Molokai. He's nothing fictitious about this mayor. I met him years ago. I think I spent a week with him. The days kind of ran together there. We had quite a time. Anyhow, here's the song.
Fancy wore a mallow in a coconut hat. One was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cockeyed mayor kind of took on. He was just a lazy molly-heeny-holly boy. But all the girls were crazy just to share his fishing pot. He wore a leg and he wore a smile, drank a gallon of milk to make life worthwhile. Then it made him laugh, made him cry. He was the cockeyed mayor, kind of good guy. The horse he rode was skinny, broken down old female. So he placed a green penny right under that horse's tail. Oh, he made her buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. You could hear the canes and wahinis cheer. They gave him a lay of kicking in. Now you've heard my story about the mayor of Kanakakai. All his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. Oh, he wore a mallow and a coconut hat. But one was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cockeyed mayor of Kanakakai.
Say, by the way, tell me something. Who's this dental surgeon who came up with the idea that we should start out with dessert first to lessen the danger of tooth decay? Did we mention his name?
He is Dr. Howard R. Raper of Albuquerque. And he wrote a story on his theory in Dental Survey.
That's quite a theory, I'd say.
Sure is. Also, a great gag for reducing. Begin your meals with dessert and kill your appetite.
Sure. If you have your dessert first, you're certainly not apt to go back for seconds on the main course. Is that it?
That's the idea.
Say, I wonder if Dr. Raper practices what he preaches at home, huh?
He says that if he makes a practice of asking his wife for dessert first, he gets it. But he says that at restaurants, people kind of look at him askance, if you know what I mean.
They think he's gone a little crackers to ask for the dessert first. Off his rocker, huh?
Oh, yes. It takes a great deal of nerve and diplomacy to ask for and get dessert first in a restaurant.
Well, we're captives, I suppose, of habit patterns. And that goes for waiters and waitresses, too.
Well, Bing, do you intend to inaugurate the dessert first policy at your house?
Oh, we may give it a little while, yeah. But I do hope the children will save a little room for their spinach.
Spinach? Who needs it?
You know, that's just what they'll say.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's next here on the agenda? That was nice, Buddy and boys. Very nice.
Say, Bing, take a look at the egg timer there.
What do you know? We still got some time to go here, haven't we?
Yeah, it looks like we got time for a couple of tunes yet.
Well, that's a very simple problem. You take one, Bing, and when you're finished, Rosie will take one.
That's a very orderly way to look at it.
Oh, I have a very neat mind.
Here's Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's great song from the Broadway musical St. Louis Woman. I'm gonna love you like nobody loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't you ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. Nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
Can a Shantuzzi elbow in here now?
By all means.
Grab a mic, Rose.
Love and affection, I need an awful lot of love and affection. You gotta shower me with love and affection before I give my heart away. I wanna know that you love. And if you do, you gotta show that you love me. I'll follow anywhere you go if you love me, and I will give my heart away. I'm just a plain Jane, honey. I don't go for trinkets and such. Save your money. Trinkets are nice, but they can't ever take the place. nice love and affection. Just keep your kisses coming in my direction, and in return I'll give my love and affection to no one else but you. Just a plain Jane, honey. I don't go for trinkets and such. Save your money. Trinkets are nice, but they can't ever take the place of love and affection. Just keep your kisses coming in my direction, and in return I'll give my love and affection to no one else.
Eager as we are to continue, and we are, the network will hear none of it. None of it. So until tomorrow, goodbye. Goodbye and thanks.
Bye for now, folks.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.